The bee's importance to the circle of life. Welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Mattis.
We all should be aware, not only from the beekeeping industry, but from the agricultural industry, that we are so closely tied together that we both need each other, and we need to find out how we can help the honeybee industry become stronger so that agriculture in general can become stronger.
That's Jerry Hayes, the chief of the apiary section for the Florida Department of Agriculture. He's also president of the Apiary Inspectors of America and a member of the Colony Collapse Disorder Working Group. And he was recently in Tennessee meeting with members of the Tennessee Beekeepers Association.
Tennessee beekeepers are excellent beekeepers, and they're excellent examples of how to conduct an industry, but their bees are also under stress. You have some crops that require pollination by honeybees, and you have hundreds of acres of a monocrop, and honeybees go out and forage for the pollen and the nectar and then provide pollination.
Jerry Hayes says while Tennessee beekeepers have not had the devastating loss that many other states have had to face this year from the colony collapse disorder phenomenon, that doesn't mean that beekeepers here don't face major challenges.
And then we, of course, have the external parasite, the varroa mite, that everybody struggles with, and beekeepers have to use chemicals to control those, and then the bees are exposed to chemicals in the environment. And so Tennessee beekeepers have been very aware of management techniques to minimize those and make their bees healthier.
Well, the Tennessee Beekeepers Association believes there are about 12,000 colonies of bees in Tennessee, with some 1,500 to 2,000 beekeepers. The hope this fall and winter that producers can maintain those colonies to begin their important task next spring of pollinating many of the foods we all enjoy. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.